Chris Payson from Athens with Ghosts from his Ornetticut album on WGXC.
Hello, this is your Midnight Marauder program. I'm on the front of your cover. I will be enhancing your cassettes and CDs with certain facts that you may find beneficial. The average bounce meter for your Midnight Marauder program will be in the area of 95 BPM. We hope that you will find our presentation precise, bass-heavy, and just right. Thanks.
Hi, I'm Laura from Hudson. At the Hudson Farmers Market, you're listening to WGXC Acra, 90.7 FM hands-on radio.
Honey, did you know the Roelof Janssen Community Library serves Ankrum, Copaic, and Hillsdale?
As a matter of fact, I did know that. Ask me another.
Did you know that the Rojan Library has thousands of books, audiobooks, DVDs, and music CDs you can enjoy for free?
Yep, I knew that too.
Did you know that the Rojan Library puts on dozens of special programs like concerts and lectures, story time for kids, and seminars on computer skills and estate planning?
Uh-huh.
Well, Smarty Pants, is there anything about the Rojan Library you don't know?
Yeah, how do they get all that great stuff done with just 3 employees?
It's all about the volunteers. The library depends on volunteers for everything from working the circulation desk to staffing special events. They can always use more help.
Sounds like fun. How can I become a volunteer?
Just go to the library's website at rojanlibrary.org and click on the volunteer tab.
Hey, I knew that.
Sure you did.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Gemini Construction, a full-service contracting firm specializing in complete electrical construction services. Gemini Construction, serving Greene and surrounding counties for over 40 years. For more information, contact 518-622-9829.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Carmen Henriquez reports for the Columbia paper that on January 29th, a judge overturned the Germantown Planning Board's approval of a Dollar General store on Route 9G. Acting Supreme Court Justice Henry F. Zwack vacated the Town Planning Board's approval, sending the store's site plan before the Town Zoning Board of Appeals, which will decide if the project complies with town zoning laws. Justice Zwack wrote, and I quote, "The Planning Board had no authority to interpret the town zoning law, which could only be done by the Zoning Board of Appeals," end quote. The Article 78 lawsuit was originally brought by 7 Germantown residents: Carol Neville, Karen Targrove, Angela Olszewski, Douglas Trapp, William Kimmel, Arthur Caddy, and Elizabeth Cawley. Many of those petitioners were removed from the case, but Neville and Caddy owned property next to the proposed store and were allowed to proceed. Primex Property wants to put the 134 feet deep and 71 feet wide store on a 1.3-acre lot that is in Germantown's Hamlet Commercial Zone and the town's Scenic Viewshed Overlay District. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Chris Bragg reports at Capitol Confidential that the administration of Governor Andrew Cuomo repeatedly is refusing to answer whether it has the technological capacity to search through all their employees' emails at once for a particular search term. The Cuomo administration routinely rejects Freedom of Information Law requests that use broad terms, saying that the administration's record-keeping system may not be able to handle them, and staff cannot be forced to perform unreasonable or Herculean tasks. Bragg writes, and I quote, "Organizations like Reinvent Albany have told the Times Union that these types of searches are easily possible for state agencies," end quote. The story notes that the state's Department of Health, for instance, uses Microsoft Office 365, and a Microsoft-issued tutorial seems to show that broad searches of emails for a particular search term are possible without the searcher needing to pre-identify who wrote emails. Read the full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog.
Richard Moody reports for Columbia Green Media that the Mountain Jam Concert Festival has abandoned Greene County for the Bethel at Bethel Woods Center for the Arts in Sullivan County. Mountain Jam has been held at Hunter Mountain for 14 years. No more, though, as organizers are attempting to capitalize on the 50th anniversary of the Woodstock Festival. Willie Nelson headlines this year's festival June 13th to 16th. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. William J. Kimball reports in the Daily Freeman that the HBO miniseries starring Mark Ruffalo will film this spring in Kingston and along Route 209 and are looking for locals. The production company will hold a casting call February 23rd in Poughkeepsie, with information about the casting call on the Hudson Valley Film Commission's Facebook page. A four-mile stretch of U.S. Route 209 will be shut down for 12 to 24-hour periods in April, June, and August for cameras filming highway scenes for I Know It Must Be True. Route 209 will be closed for filming in both directions from State Route 28 to Sawkill Road on April 23rd, June 3rd, and August 1st. That means, and I quote, approximately 17,200 vehicles would be displaced, end quote, according to the State Department of Transportation. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
The National Weather Service in Albany predicts Sunday should be mostly sunny with a high near 29 and a low around 17. Monday should also be partly sunny with a high of 30 and a low around 10. Then Tuesday, snow is on the way, at least that's the forecast now, mainly after 10 a.m. with a high near 27 and a low around 25. You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, listener-supported radio for open ears.
Like a fire hydrant. Like a public drinking fountain, like a park bench, WGXC is always there for you, at your service. 90.7 FM, Community Radio.
Eclectic Method.
Tune in to Radio for Open Ears. Sunday, February 10th, Neva Wartell's taking requests on the Music for the Masses show from 1 to 3 p.m. on the radio at 90.7 FM. Tony Fallon is at live in Accra at 8 p.m. with the Irish show on 90.7 WGXC and WGXC.org. Here's Leslie Flanagan with Hedera from her 2016 release Hedera. That was Leslie Flanagan with Hedera from her 2016 release, Hedera.
90.7 FM. Accra, Catskill, Chatham, Coxsackie, East Chatham, West Chatham, North Chatham, and Old Chatham.
Here's 2017 new music from Chris Forsythe and the Solar Motel Band. The song is called History and Science Fiction from the album Dreaming in the Non-Dream. We'll be right back.
It's alright if you don't. I'm not afraid of you running away, honey. I get the feeling you won't. There is no sense in pretending. Your eyes give you away. Something inside you is feeling like I do. Is it all there is to say? Go ahead and give it to me. it's alright if you don't. I'm not afraid of you running away, honey. I get the feeling you won't. There's no use in pretending. Your eyes give you away. Something inside you is feeling like I do. We said all is to say. Baby, go ahead and give it to me. Break down, wanna take me through the night. Break down, I'm standing here, can't you see? It's all right. It's all right. Give it to me. Break down, honey, take me through the night. Break down, can't you see? Break down, it's alright. It's alright. Ooh, it's alright.
They are introducing Amanda Dawn Chris.